All right, where are we here? Okay, cross-exam. All right, I got the most fun one of all because the point of it is cross-exam of difficult witnesses. They're all difficult witnesses if you're cross-examining them, right? I mean, when's the last time you had one come in and say, yeah, you're right, we were negligent. Yep, yep, yeah, we caused the harm. Yep, you're right. So the where we make our case, where we move our clients forward is in deposition. So let's dig in. This is about depos versus trial, but we're going to dovetail a little bit into some of the implications for trial and cross-examination at trial. It's been touched on, but I would encourage you to ask yourself, why am I taking this deposition? Why are we sitting here spending money and time, friction cost? I could be doing something else. If it's the other side's expert, yeah, we got all these rules of civil procedure around reports. You're going to have an agreed scheduling order around a report. You're going to have established that the report is adequate. If it isn't, you will have already complained. There are an awful lot of trial judges who will say, if it's not in the report, Mr. Expert, you're not saying it. So what do you think you're going to get in the deposition that is better than what you already know from their report? So, and we have, you know, kind of bravely, because you wonder, gee, is this smart? We have kind of bravely said a couple of times, I'm not even deposing this guy, either because he's done it so many other times that I've got 10 other depos, or I don't want to show him where I'm going, or I already have everything I need in the report. So, because if there's something in the report that's really, really bad for that witness, and you give them a chance to fix it in the deposition, well, then it's fixed. But if all you go to trial with is the report, judge, it says right here, we're not sure about causation, or we're not sure about this behavior. So just ask yourself, why am I doing this? All right, so let's dig into depositions. No scripts. No scripts meaning don't be this whole, let me, you know, be sure you tell me if you don't understand the question. If you need to take a break, let's take a break. Have you ever done this before? Well, let's, you know, this is the Madam Court Reporter. Why do all that? This is an opposing witness. Why are we trying to get the witness comfortable? This is my great friend, Bill Libby, who's done, and by the way, for some reason, you guys are surrounded by malpractice lawyers. You've got Quentin, and you've got Liz, and you've got Paul Gold, and you've got, and I think it's probably because malpractice lawyers are the ones who are still trying cases in Texas because it's of the type of cases that we have. But be that as it may, Bill Libby's another great malpractice lawyer, and this is the defendant, Dr. Gray, so he has stated your name, and it is very important to us in the case that Mrs. Wright not have a pulmonary embolism. Isn't it true? It would be speculation to say Ms. Wright had a pulmonary embolism. Yes, sir. All right. I mean, we could have left, right? Now let's go ahead. Let's get your background. Where'd you go to medical school? Boom, right out of the box, this is out of the defendant's own mouth, and so he's speculating that it was a PE, which we want it to not be. So we know where we're going, why we're going there, how we're going to get there, and, you know, so number one, you were not making them comfortable at the go. Number two, and Les Weisbrot, another malpractice lawyer, has a series of carefully scripted starting out. Okay, Liz is going, I hate those dumb questions. But he scripts carefully, every word matters, comes in with those at the very beginning before the witness has a chance to get all comfy in their chair. In fact, make them uncomfortable. And I'm sorry, I had a little trouble making this bigger, but y'all know the difference between an allopathic medical school and an osteopathic medical school. It's MDs versus DOs. And there's, for decades, has been sort of a tier thing where MD is better, DO is less. Debatable whether that's still true, but DOs still have a little chip on their shoulder about being looked down on. This is a defendant. I don't want her to like me. This is the first page of the deposition, and I'm asking her, how many med schools did you apply to? Over 7. How many were you admitted to? 2. Which 2? And I didn't know this going in. Which 2? West Virginia Osteopathic and Western University. Did you apply to any others? Were there allopathic schools? Okay, so the 2 that she got admitted to are DO schools. Did she apply to MD allopathic schools? Yes. Was she accepted to any of them? No. Okay, now she hates me.